If you have just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's theme is Marka Sahaba, online voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and simulcast on Sirius and also a simulcast on Radio Al Ansar. Joining us today's team, Mufti Sahib, with the tafsir, news, views, and finally, it's going to be the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم حافظ وادي جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Waqi'ah, chapter number 56 and verses number 81 to 85. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in yesterday's lesson informed us the greatness, the majesty, the glory of the noble Quran. Wa innahu laqasamun law ta'lamuna azim. And definitely, surely, there is a very, very big and majestic oath for the Quran Sharif. Law ta'lamun, only if you knew. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. It is the Qur'an which is kareem, which is so noble and so glorious. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and the only book that is memorized by millions of people from the divine books and scriptures. You are the chief rabbi of the Nazi terrorist regime of Israel. Show us one person who has bi-hearted and committed to memory the entire Torah in the original language, not a single person in the world, let alone Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Go and ask the Pope or pastor or priest in any part of the world that show us the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible. Is there any one person who has bi-hearted it and memorized it from cover to cover? And the original language and the original Gospel, they don't even have a single copy of it. So that is the unique feature of Islam that Almighty Allah has preserved, the text of the Quran Sharif in its pristine purity and glory. Chapter 15, Surah Hijr, and verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Verily we, surely we, Allah Jalla Wala, stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty, we reveal the Quran Sharif, a zikra, the reminder, piecemeal, gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we are the ones who protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. So that is the miracle of the Quran Sharif. Therefore, every year, we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, millions of us, perform the Taraweeh Salat. And that is how the Quran Sharif remains fresh in our minds and in our hearts. And we are so happy about it. It is a celebration, that of the completion of the noble Quran and perfection of the noble Quran. And who can touch it? لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None can touch it except those who are very, very clean. So we have to be pure and clean. If we need ghusl, a person is in a state of junub, that is husband-wife relationship, conjugal relationship, or a person had a wet dream, so you must take a ghusl, which is mandatory, compulsory, or a person remember that the lady was in a menses or nifas and postnatal, she can't touch the Quran as well, that she can't read it and she can't touch it as well. So we must know that. And if we need ablution and wudu, we can read it by memory, but we can't touch it. So these are basic rules we must know. Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen. It was revealed piecemeal gradually on the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master, the purest of hearts, the best of personalities, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. Chapter 94, verse 4. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, that when my name is taken, then your name and name is taken. Idha dhukirtu, dhukirta ma'i. See the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah. Then, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan, and what you heard? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah elevated the Master. And those who oppose the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Chapter number 108, Surah Kawthar, and verse number 3. Verily those who hate you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid al-Iyazu billah, they will be cut off, they will be crushed, decimated and destroyed. In Arabic, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ إِنَّ مُبَغِدَكَ هُوَ الْأَقْطَعُ. So that will be the tafsir of it in the Arabic language. Now today's lesson, chapter 56 and verse number 81. أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ for istifham, interrogative. So what would this here hadith? Hadith here in this text context means the Quran Sharif. So you non-Muslim, 7 billion of you and plus 7 billion there is. But we can round it off at 7 billion. أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ. So what would this hadith and this speech, the Quran Sharif, أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ. You are making it something trivial. You are making it something unimportant. You are considering it as something light-hearted. So any person who undermines the importance of the Quran Sharif, any person who rejects the verses of the Quran Sharif, one letter, one word, is out of the fold of Islam. If you just take this verse here and apply it to our Muslim rulers and leaders and the Arab Tanpod dictators, you will find majority of them in this verse here alone, they will be rendered out of the fold of Islam. They make mudahana. You see, if you use a similar word, Almighty Allah uses the non-Muslims to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran speaks of it. Waddu law tudhinu fayudhinun. And they have an ardent desire, these enemies of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam. They have the ardent and strong desire. Law tudhinu, if you compromise, if you just make it little but less and less, then فَيُدْهِنُونَ. So they also will compromise. So they said, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. We will worship Allah Ta'ala also. The oneness uniqueness of Allah. But you also must just touch the idols, Allah forbid, or speak good of the idols. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed chapter 109, Surah Kafirun. No compromise with you non-Muslims on these fundamental issues, we must remember that. So this is where we are failing. This is in Surah Qalam, chapter number 68, in verse number 9. Everything you will find clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So yeah, people want to compromise. Today in the name name of interfaith. We want to interact with the Jews, with the Christians, with the Hindus, with the Buddhists, and whoever else. And according to them, all religions are equal. They are all like one river and different rivers and lakes flowing into the ocean. These type of thoughts and these type of theories are all kufr and has no place in Islam. Only Islam is the truth and everything else is falsehood. Al-Islamu ya'alu wa la yu'la alayh. Islam is superior and nothing can be superior upon Islam or on par with Islam. We must be very clear on all that. وَتَجَعَلُونَ رِزْكَكُمْ. And you take the risk. So Allah Ta'ala gave you the sustenance, the provision. So watajalun, so you are taking and you are given the risk, the sustenance, the air, the food, the water, the rain, everything. Instead of being grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah, what you go and do? أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. You go and reject Almighty Allah's oneness and uniqueness. You go and reject the message and the messenger. So which kind of people are you? People who go and reject the Mun'im Haqiqi, the one who is giving you the most, you reject him, and that is him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, in the world today, you can never find world peace. Remember that. Because people today only interested in their own power and own hegemony. You can see America, you can see Europe, you can see the Muslim countries, the Arab and dictators. Almighty Allah speaks about something that is inevitable, and that is death. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every living being that will taste death, remember that. Death is not annihilation. Death is a transfer from one realm to another realm. Before we were born, where we were in alam arwah, in the realm and the world of the souls and the spirits. Thereafter, our beloved mother conceived. And then we were in Alame Arham and in the womb of our mother. And then she gave birth to us 30, 40, 50, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago. And therefore we have the special and deep attachment with our beloved mother. She carried us, she gave birth to us, she breastfed us. And therefore we kiss our mother's hand, we kiss our father's forehead and hands and so forth. They are so special in Islam, remember. But eventually the day will come. Falawla. So why not you do something? You, the people who are rejecting the majesty and sovereignty and authority of Allah, you're rejecting the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why don't you do something? إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. When the ruh, the soul, and all that has reached the throat, now this person is in sakarat, in the throes of death, in the pains and pangs of death. So we read the dua mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Plural. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, help me, assist us. At that time, during the pains and pangs of death, which is a reality. Wajaat sakaratul maut bil haqq. Every person will experience it. Go ask the family of Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut, and so forth. 8 years, Almighty Allah placed him in Sakarat. Go ask Biden, BNBB, and all of them. Biden, he is already suffering from cancer and is going through every part of his body. Sleepy Joe, harami. Allahumma azibhu bil azabi ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma azibhu azaban shadida. Increase your punishment on him and Trump and Baby and Ben Gwee and Smotrich and Isaac Katz and whoever the haramis are. So whole lot of them. So you seeing the person. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And whilst you are looking at him. وَأَنْتُمْ يُوْ حِينَ إِذٍ. At that time you're looking at him. Your father, your mother, your son, your daughter, your spouse. That now he is now leaving this world. And what can you do? Absolutely nothing. But what do we believe in as Muslims? Almighty Allah tells us everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. But the sad part and tragedy is majority of the Muslims today only will read the Quran Sharif during the month of Ramadan and will not read the Quran Sharif during the other 11 months. I just give you this one verse. Chapter number 8, Suratul Anfal, the booty, the spoils of war. And verse number 50. Chapter 8, verse 50. Just listen to this. وَلَوْ تَرَى. If you human being, you could only see. إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ. When the entourage of angels come and they're giving the death, you see, Malakul Maut is the angel, they're the leader, but he comes with the entourage. When the angels come and now they're going to extract the ruh, the soul, and the spirit from that person there. So what happens to the non-Muslim kafaru? يَذْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَدْبَارَهُمْ. They, the angels, are smiting him, striking him, giving her a good thrashing and a hiding on their faces and on their backs and backsides and buttocks and everywhere. Allah says so. Already the punishment has started, you see that. I gave you everything and you rejected me. You went to visit, you went to worship idols. You went to reject Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see, before death occurs, they are being smashed to pieces already. But you are seeing this, but you cannot see all this happening. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful, wonderful hadith. Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Al-mu'minu yamutu bi'araqil jabeen. I was there when my beloved father passed away. My beloved mother, brother passed away. And the perspiration was coming out so much. So when your brother, sister, father, mother passes away, and there's a lot of perspiration on their forehead, and it seems to me and you that they're going through so much pain. Nay, O Muslim, O Muslimah, that is rahmah and mercy from Almighty Allah. But when that happens to Tom, Dick and Harry and Tom, Dick and Mary, then it is punishment from Almighty Allah. So outwardly, it looks the same, but inwardly, Zameen Asman ka farq hai, al-farq bayna thara wa thuraya. So this hadith, go open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقَ. And you non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Harry and Mary, taste the punishment, the burning fire, the inferno and the blazing fire. So chapter number 8, verse number 50. So you're looking, what can you do that time? You say you're independent, Allah forbid, you don't need Allah. Allah forbid, you say you don't need Mustafa, Rasulullah. Allah forbid, you say you don't need Islam. Now do something now. What can you do? وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْذُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ. And we, Allah stamps His Majesty authority, أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ, we are nearer to Him, the person who's in Sakarat, who is in the pains and pangs and throes of death, minkum, compared to you. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ, but you cannot see it. Don't you know that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is nearer to us than our own jugular vein? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ حَبَلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that we, Allah stamping His Majesty authority, we are nearer to the human being than his own jugular vein. Chapter number 50, verse number 16. You see that? Second meaning could be the angels of death are there so near. You must remember to that person whose ruh, soul, they are going to extract, and you cannot see it. وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You see? So therefore, O Muslim, that me and you should be reading abundantly the ayat and the verse in Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 101. And what is that? تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious people. So that dua we all should learn. Daily we should be reading it. How many people today are dying as murtad and apostates and enemies of Islam? How many people are dying, remember, as non-Muslim, and they are sane and mature? Children will all go to Jannah, those are minors and not baligh and mature. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi. Through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. But me and you should be thinking, did we ever read this dua? Read now with me. Allahumma ja'al, Allahumma ja'al, khayra ayyamina, خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يوم نلقاك فيه. So one more time I read the whole sentence. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you. We are in sujood, we are prostrating to you. We are reciting Quran Sharif. We are busy in dua. We are out in the path of Almighty Allah, Dawat and Tabligh. We are there in Madinah Munawwara. We are there in Makkah Mukarrama. We are there in Majlul Aqsa. And oh, we passing away as a shaheed. There in the land of Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Oh, we are in any other part of the world, and go read in Bukhari Sharif. We today, if you tell the Muslim, keep your son's name haram, the Muslim jahil, ajhal, ignorant, idiot and fool will start laughing. He'll say, how can I keep my son's name haram? People will think he's a haram child, illegitimate child. Haram, Masjidul Haram, chapter 17, verse 1. So go read, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the greatest masjid as the sacred holy masjid. So when you keep your son's name haram, it means that you're honorable, sacred, holy. So haram radiallahu anhu's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Tir ar par ho gaya. The arrow went in one side, came out the other side, and the blood oozing, gushing out. He raises his hand as we raise our hand in supplication and dua, and smears that blood on his face. And his last words, before meeting Almighty Allah and the mercy of Almighty Allah, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'aba, I am successful, O Allah. I take qasam that you are the Rabb, the owner, possessor of the Baytullah. When Abdurrahman, this hadith in Bukhari Sharif, go read the Halat biography of Haydar al-Qarrar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen. Al-ana alladhi sammatni ummi al-Haydara. My mother gave me the title of Haydar. I am the brave lion to take on the Jutlas and dispatch them to hell in the battle of Khaybar. So that is what he did, and his title is Fatih Khaybar. So remember that Abdurrahman bin Muljim came on the 17th of Ramadan, the year 40 after Hijrah, and he came to assassinate Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. So what was Sayyidina Ali's last words? Go read the biography of Sayyidina Ali. Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'aba. Ya Allah, it's month of Ramadan. I'm passing away as a shaheed. Accept my shahadat, Ya Rab. I'm successful. I take an oath, Ya Allah, that you are the possessor, owner of the Ka'aba, Musharrafa, Baytullah. So these are the lessons me and you must read and learn. Wasting our time with all futile activities. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's present to you today's news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally and globally. 23rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. Four Jutlas killed in a family feud. You see, the Haris newspaper said, he said, this family, you understand, one Jutla family, another Jutli family. Jutla, Jutla means the Jews. So remember, they were fighting and they shot. So two died. So the policeman or somebody thought he's a Palestinian, you understand, who shot. So he shot another Jutla. So now Jutla, Jutla killing one. Alhamdulillah, Quran taught us this. You must remember that. Ba'asuhum baynahum shadeed. The war amongst themselves is very severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they are united, the Haramis, the Jutlas, the Jews. Nay, وَوْحَالِيَّ wives. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Wives, their hearts are totally fragmented. You know why? ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. They are a people who got no brains. Who can you call these people intellectual and academic, who kill babies and toddlers, who commit genocide, who commit ethnic cleansing? Harami is the scum of the earth. Quran calls them pigs and swines. Quran calls them monkeys and donkeys. Quran calls them dogs, and that's what they are. So you must remember that. So be very happy. Jutlak and Freq, you must remember. If you don't understand Freq, it means to die like a dog. Israel must open up more crossings. Remember that. They say more aid is coming in. But still, most of the crossings are still closed. United Nations is demanding. I must admit here, Turkey is playing a good role here. More and more aid is coming in from Turkey. There's Arab tampon dictators, Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Emirates. Where the hell are you with your millions and billions and trillion? Ayu al-Murtadun, Ayu al-Khabithun, Ayu al-Ghaddarun, you traitors and murtads and shaitans. So show the world which side is your allegiance. Israel army prepares to defeat Hamas. You see, Katz, he's the K-A-T-Z. He got cat brains, you must remember that. So he says, you, the army, prepare fully to defeat Hamas. What the hell were you doing in the past 2 years? Weren't you saying you're going to defeat Hamas? You had America, you had Britain, you had India, you had Germany, you had all these countries helping, assisting you, and yet Hamas is standing and you are fracking. So remember, frack means to die like a dog. So that is Quwwat-e Imani. So you can't fight. Your 100,000 soldiers are there in the injury list. Another 10,000 are dispatched to hell, you haramis. You just big talk. So remember, shutdown is causing harm to the American population by the billions and billions. And Trump and them just want to fire people. The courts say you can't just be firing. Another humiliation for Trump and his foolish team. Hamas returned 2 more bodies yesterday, you see. And now they said we can't return anymore. We need special equipment in the rubble and so forth. So according to Israel, they say 19 bodies are still there in Gaza. So you go look for it, you must remember that. So because you are the foolish ones that you were shooting indiscriminately and so forth and so on. So on the other side, you know, they got the Rafah border. Rafah border is from the Egyptian side. Another pharaoh we got there, Sisi, Ibn al-Yahudiyya, another Murtad Shaitan. So they're hoping that today that border will be open and the European Union will be there to oversee everything. You see that? So inshallah, we hope that. The U.S. War Secretary threatens Russia. Please threaten Russia more, Trump. And you must remember, Rubio, Minister of Secretary of State, and you, Shaitan, you can't do anything to Russia. Russia has got much more, you know, nuclear than you, and they've got much more guts than you. You couldn't even defeat the people there in Vietnam. In 1975, the war ended. I went to Vietnam to go see the aftermath and so forth, and how they defeated you, how your helicopters were going and running from Saigon, you see, they're taking all people. We saw in Afghanistan, I haven't been to Afghanistan, but we see the messages coming through, how our brothers, Mujahideen, Taliban, gave you a good thrashing. And what the humiliation, you see. So now our Hamas giving you a good threshing. And you want to take on Russia. Putin say, be my guest. And then suddenly Papa dance, you haramis. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal. And he is there in court in Israel for corruption charges. Trump says, forgive him, pardon him. No. Allah says, humiliate him more and more. Chapter 22, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, none can give him honor. Whether he's Trump in the White House or whether he's Netanyahu in the Knesset, both humiliated. We know that he, Trump, is a pedophile, is a rapist, and remember that he's one of the most corrupted and in felon charges, criminal charges, 34 of them. In the American courts, Putin hosts Julani from Syria. He says, I had good ties with Bashar Assad, now let's have good ties with you. Don't become the puppet of America. Stick with us and we will show you some good things. You see that Putin knows how to play it. So Julani, I spell it J-E-W. He's a fool and idiot, this guy. You must remember that. So he wants to play every side to make Israel happy, America happy, everything. So Putin calls him, let me teach you the real politics. The Israeli media says, oh, our people were starved and some of them were beaten and some of them were kept in solitary confinement. Everyone came out walking and so forth. And look at the Palestinians, the plus minus 2,000. They couldn't even walk. There are signs, you must remember, of torture on their bodies. Go look at the bodies that you returned. There are the bullet marks in there, torture and all that. So that is the difference between Muslim and Haramis. You Jews, the cursed nation, the scum on the earth. 109 countries kicked you out in your history. So one Jewish guy says they talk a lot of nonsense this. Let me tell you his name, that you know the Jewish names, you must get you used to it. Elayandi Turbanov. He says that I was 740 days in captive with Hamas and the way they treated me. And these are the real Rijal. These are the real men. I admire them and what they are. They are the real owners of Palestine. And we are the invaders and we are the people. This is your person. Nobody pressurized him, coerced him to say all this. A written statement. We're sending it out and every Muslim should send it out. Namibia, our neighboring country, Windhoek and so forth. The president says we and Russia have very good ties. You see that? And remember, she told America, you want to come here, you need visa. We're not your slaves. She's a lady president. But she got more guts than our prime ministers, president of Pakistan and this Arab countries and so forth. Pakistan prime minister, fool, saying that Trump must get the Nobel Prize. Can you believe such idiots? So Britain has lost control of its borders. Another shaitan, you must remember that. Shabana Mahmood. They got Muslim name, but all shaitans remember that. She says that she to impress the world, you know, that we lost control. So it's your country. You, what you did in India, what you did in South Africa, colonizing you were, stealing everybody's stuff. Where is the Kohinoor? You must go back to India and so forth. Pak and Afghanistan, at least, you must remember, there's a temporary ceasefire. We must blame Pakistan there. Afghans are right there, you must remember. They are the knocker and the workers and slaves of America and so forth. So the United Nations, European Union and Spain reject Trump's threat to NATO that they're overspending and that they told Trump, go to hell. So people no more fear him, you see that? So they're telling him on his face that he's gone nuts, you must remember. He's a nutty guy. Israel kicked out of the World Cup. You heard Israel? Before the match started against Italy, there were thousands of protesters and carrying boards. Show Israel the red card. And now you kicked out. You won't see America. You won't see Mexico. You won't see Canada, you haramis. Allah has said he will punish you till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So FIFA, you don't want to kick them out? Allah kicked them out, you haramis. FIFA also a bunch of haramis. $1 million. You see, the race is getting hot now for the mayor of New York. So the guy is not a Muslim, remember that. Zahran Mamdani, we got Muslim name. Some people say the Shia, but anyway, it's not a Muslim, even if he had a Muslim name. So they're putting up another one, the Jutlas and so forth. They're giving the opposite guy $1 million, fights Mamdan. But still, I think Zahran might win, you see that. Emirates, the flights, you must remember, no more going to fly to where? To Madagascar and so forth. They say big problems there, so they're stopping their flights. Let's come to our own country, South Africa. My brother Umar Farooq Hussein. Umar Farooq Hussein is not my cousin. He was one of the founding members of CII, General Islam International. Good guy. From the time I met him, January 2001, Till now, we have good ties. You see, he contacted me via WhatsApp. And he made it there, a dream come true. That's what he says. You must remember, he went right there to Mount Everest. And he was asking me some maslas and all these type of things. I'm right here at Mount Everest. And he put up the flag there of Palestine. Free, free Palestina from the river to the sea. Well done, Fari. You understand? I never thought you would make it. But Allah made you, you see. So that is when you got the help of Allah. And he took his daughter's word. I told him, Fari, I hope you didn't take your wife's word, you know. His wife was with me in school, so we know one another, you see. He said, no, I took my daughter's word. So we used to call him Fadi, his name Umar Farooq. So Allah make it easy for him, bring him back safely. Only he could do it, not me, you understand? Anyway, we climbed Mount Sinai, for us is all right. Remember, Diwali and everything to do with Diwali for us Muslims is absolutely haram. Listen carefully, you Muslims. The Hindus, the Tamils, non-Muslims, it is their business, it is their religion. For what you want to go, you want to sell firecrackers, you want to sell dust and all these kind of things, the Diwali cards and all that is absolutely haram. You can lose your iman if you're not careful. Where's the dalil and evidence for all this? Go up at Quran Sharif. Dalil means evidence and proof. Chapter number 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, oh you who believe. 89 different places Allah uses this phrase to elevate our rank and status. La tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Do not take the Jews and Christians to be your friends and bosom buddies and protectors. Ba'duhum awliya wa ba'd. They are the friends of one another. They are the protectors of one another. Now you object and say, no, that this verse is only for Jews and Christians. We say you never read Quran properly. Quran Kareem states, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. That remember the non-Muslims, all of them, they are the friends of one another. And they will help one another. And how glaring it is nowadays. Go open Surah Anfal, chapter number 8 and verse 73. Chapter 8, verse 73. You see? So all the non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, Tamil, Buddhist, whatever you want to, you see. So in our Meman language, you say kolcha. When I was young, my mother, she told me, your best friends are kolchas. You see that for the non-Muslims and all. This kind of thing, they should get very upset with me because they say I was very naughty. Allah alone knows best. But they all tell me that. So for us, no place for Diwali. Then see the Wa'idun Shadid, chapter 5, verse number 51. So you must remember this. That وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. You befriend them. You love their Christmas. You love their Diwali. You love their New Year. You become part and parcel of them. Hadith is Sahih, that is Quran, right? Chapter 5, verse 51. And then Hadith Sahih, authentic Hadith Abu Dawood. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tashabba bi qawmin fawa minhum. Whosoever imitates a people becomes part and parcel of them. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kathara sawada qawmin. Said, no, I'm just checking what they do. You see, their lights and dust and all these things here. You increase the number of a people, you become part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Mustad Abi Awana. So we should know all this. Totally haram for us. For any non-Muslim, we go and join. And say, now Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen's fatwa, never forget. Mentioned in Bayaki, Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi idihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals and celebrations. The ShopRite CEO, Junaid Mota, listen carefully here. Yeah. You like to go to ShopRite and China Mall. ShopRite CEO, his wages per month, 1.6 million per month. 1.6 million rand per month. And the ordinary guy who we see working there, The average wages is 14,000. Can you believe that? Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, says he doesn't know Mamoile. You see, Mamoile is that guy involved in that Tembisa heist of 2 billion and all that. And his house here, you must remember, in Sandhurst and whatever, millions and billions it costs. Allah alone knows how much. Then Cyril say, "Aya, see, Cyril, what you think? We are kids. We are morons or fools? Don't make us fools, please, Ben Cyril. I told you, you're one of the worst guys, you understand, in the leadership. Therefore, me, I can never ever vote ANC. My conscience will never allow me. Cape Town is too expensive for South Africans. It's just making money. You must remember with the foreigners, Table Mountain, and then your Robben Island, and then your Signal Point, and Sea Point, and this point, and all that there. So today, between 8:30 and 9, will be Gatwick and Epic. You see that? So inshallah, Hafiz Umair and our brother Ahmed Rashid, they will be on Jumu'ah with Ahmed Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah, telling you about Nusuk and so forth and so on. Don't think we don't know what you are doing, Sahuk. You're trying to go the back door and bribe up the Saudis, must allow you. You're out, you history. And we're going to finish you up. We're not finished with you still. Okay, today our trip is going to Brits. You see that, inshallah, the first program tonight after Isha, Masjid al-Taqwa. My brother Sikandar is there, his son Mona Zakaria. So 8 o'clock, I think, is Isha Jamaat, and we'll be there, inshallah al-Aziz. Tomorrow, after Fajr program, and that is 5 o'clock Jamaat day in Brits, inshallah. And watch, and then the Jummah, inshallah, that will be live on Markaz Sahaba tomorrow, Jummah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Junaid Mutai, I don't know about you, but Moana Salim Kareem is back in the country. I'm sure he must have phoned you. He contacted you. How? So you must remember, he contacted me. You must contact him. So Moana Salim Kareem, mashallah, is back safe and sound with his family. Enjoyed his trip. Allah Ta'ala Qabool Farmai. We missed him a lot, but Hafiz Wadi tried his best. Also, Allah Ta'ala reward Hafiz Wadi. So for Monday next week, Moana Salim Kareem will be back. You see, he needs rest now after that marathon trip of his. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for his deed and make our khatima on iman. Gee, Hafiz Wadi, we got 8-9 minutes. Fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
JazakAllah khairan, Mufti-san. Mufti-san, is it compulsory for the family of an 81-year-old who has cancer to consider chemotherapy or to leave this matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My advice to all of you, your father, mother, whoever, 80, 81 years old, just forget all the treatment of chemo and radium and dust and all that. My brother went through all this. And my other brother was in hospital. I told that African doctor what a champion he was and gentleman. I told him, just take everything out. Take everything out. I don't want all these things here. And he removed it, all this ventilator and everything. In Islam, there is no sin upon you for refusing to take this medication and so forth. You just put them through pain. And as long as you got medical aid, let me be honest about this. Majority of the doctors, bunch of crooks, you must remember that in simple words. They will milk you till the last drop almost. Then they'll tell you, take your father, mother home. So the hospitals are like that, majority of them. The clinics are like that, and the doctors are like that, Muslim, non-Muslim. Where's your medical aid? First question, you must remember that. So don't come tell us about how honest you are and all that. We all know what's happening, please. So just don't just forget all that. The dua you must read with Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better for this person, give life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if death is better for this person, so then let him get the death and give him his death on iman. So that is what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. You must remember, we should be reading insha'Allahul Aziz.
Mufti-sahab, is it permissible to write with your finger on the Ka'batullah, Baytullah Sharif people's names, so Allah calls them there to Makkatul Mukarramah?
All this is not authentic. You must remember that our function is, we must practice what Quran Sharif teaches us, what Mustafa Rasulullah taught us, what Sahaba taught us. Now this one write. Nobody wrote for me that I know, and I didn't write. But Allah Ta'ala invited me with His grace, mercy and all that. We are sinners, everything transgresses, we admit to it, million, billion, zillion sins we committed. But we beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, took us right inside the Kaaba Musharrafah. So you mustn't believe in these things. Here is all man-made things. This, so all those man-made things there, is just fairy tales. You must read Surah 2, verse 128, what Quran teaches us. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Take us to Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Madina Munawwara also will come in, inshallah. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, verily you are all of forgiving, very merciful. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128.
Okay, Sam, what's the dua for protection against enemies?
Always read chapter 29, Surah Ankabut, the spider, and verse number 33. Oh, your boss is harassing you. Your father-in-law wants to dishonor you and give you a good thrashing. Oh, your neighbor, your son is a jutla, and he's showing you his AK-47. So you must show him your AK-255. You must remember that. Tell him, I got a more powerful weapon. So he asks you what? You must say AK, Ayatul Kursi, and verse number 255 of Surah Baqarah. So when people, you must never get intimidated by them. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsidin. O Almighty Allah, help me, assist me against the troublemakers. And read Surah Fatiha and the last three surahs, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Allah Jalla Wala will protect us. But it doesn't mean that if we are wrong, then we must try and justify it. We're wrong, we must admit we are wrong. That is what Islam teaches us.
Professor, what's the benefits of burning loban?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah. O ulama, O students, open Ibn Majah, and it's very apt that that question came today. So Mustafa in Kitabul Masajid, in Kitabul Masajid, in Sunan Ibn Majah, you will find this hadith. The Master Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Jammiruha al Jumu'ah." Every Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, every Friday you must remember, there's Bakhur, Loban, and incense and so forth. Every masjid should have one person in charge. Where was I last week for Jumu'ah? Where I went to Nid Mutah last week? So you must remember that I was very happy that, mashallah, that the Bakhur and the Loban and everything was there. You see that? So that's very good, you must remember this. So you know, every week today, Ahmed Abdi will fetch me, we'll go to Brits, inshallah. Last week I was there, man, you understand, in Quantu. So you must remember. So that is where we were, and mashallah, they had the Bakhur and everything there. So, you see, if you open Bulughul Maram, you'll find his name, Nu'aym Al-Mujammir. What is Nu'aym Al-Mujammir? Nu'aym Lobanwala. So he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, appointed him that, oh Nu'aym, he was a Tabi'i successor, every Thursday night, Friday is your job, is your duty, that you must burn the Loban and Bakhur, you imams, you ulama, you trustees, that is your job, instead of sitting there on your laurels and thinking of Hadi and all that. So you should become active and proactive. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, and if you want a reference of that, it's Sayyidina Umar appointed, go open Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah's work, Zadul Ma'ad, you will find it there. And Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, one of the greatest muftis and jurors of the subcontinent, wrote in Adabul Masajid, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is the we ourselves have abandoned the sunnah in our masajid. So revive it, O Ummah, Thursday night, Friday, the Bakhur, and your mothers, sisters, in your prayer room, namaz room, salat room, salat khana. If you go Cape Town, they say salat khana. So Allah have mercy on us. Today is not a good day for us Muslims. Allah, Allah, Allah. I don't want to go into details. Ya Allah, make our hifazat. Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah. For you will hear everything will come out. Allah, Allah have mercy. For Allahu khayrun hafidhu wa rahmur rahimin. So you ladies in your salat khana, your namaz room, you also tonight put the bakhur, not agarbati. You must put that loban and so forth. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Mufti Sahib.